21 minutes after 7, the Grease Man here, feeling pretty perky. Pretty perky indeed, considering it's a cloudy day, but the sun's supposed to be out later, so maybe there'll be a little good cheap grease action. Who knows? It is. Let me see. No physical therapy today. That's tomorrow. Coming along nicely. My back is doing wonderfully. 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 Yeah, I think I'm going to be all right. I think I'm going to make it. Of course, I've been following my progress very carefully. You see, it's being a medical man, it's sometimes awkward to be in the hospital, knowing full well the procedures going on, weighing whether or not I should have undergone the myelogram, thinking about lumbar surgery. You know, hey, come on, you know, Harvard Medical School, come on. Yeah, even when I walk in there for treatments. Even when I walk in for treatments, I stand there until people notice me, and then I throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" Yes, those years I interned at Blaum in General did me well during my back injury. I was in family practice for a while. I remember one time I was sitting in my office and Nurse Hodgkiss said, "Mrs. Auchincurtis is here to see you." I said, "Send her in peace." I said, "What's the problem?" She said, "Well, I can't seem to conceive. I don't know what it is. I think there's something wrong with me chemically. I just can't see. We do want to have children so very bad." I said, "Just stand by one second here. Let me do some tests. Is your husband out there?" I said, "Yeah, bring him in here, too." And I ran a series of routine tests. I said, "Sir, if you would step outside, I need to talk to your wife." She said, "Have you found the problem?" I said, "Yeah, darling. Your problem is that what you need is some high octane. I mean, there is nothing wrong with your insides. I done checked them out. What you need to conceive, darling, is high octane." She said, "High octane?" I broke out the hydraulics. I said, "High octane." She said, "Well, I don't know. My husband," I said, "Look, let me show you something here. Come over to this microscope." Yeah, on a slide on that microscope, I had put a sample spermatozoa. I said, "Now, darling, look through the eyepiece here, and I also have an amplifier that will amplify the sound that little swimmer's making by 10,000 times." So she looked through the microscope. I said, "Here, pull up the earpiece, and you can actually hear him." And she... I said, "Now you hear that thing?" She said, "My God, that thing's powerful." I said, "You want to talk powerful? I mean, that thing will not be denied conception there. I mean, when I turn him loose inside you, little darling, I mean, if he comes across an IUD, he just rips it off the wall and ties a knot in it and throws it aside. Look, here I have a replica model of the reproductive system of a woman. Now, take a look at this. Now, I will turn several of them loose into the fallopian tubes, and look at the determination. Look at this, look at this. They're shooting out of the fallopian tubes. Yeah. All right, now look, the ones that have made it through are leading an attack on the egg here.
Okano Matuso, Robata!
All right, see, they're getting closer. She said, "My God, you are a powerful man." She said, I want that slide. I said, "My God, woman, don't touch that slide. Those things are deadly." In horror, as the slide just kind of leapt at her fingers. I said, "Oh my God, please, quickly, throw it down on the floor." And then I went running over and I stomped on the pieces. I said, "This is deadly. These things," I stomped on the pieces. And I picked them up, I scooped them up. I got the glass, but I could feel a tingling on the bottom of my shoe. I said, "My God, they're eating their way through my shoe." So I threw the shoe out the window. Some poor slob was walking underneath the building. I said, "My God," I picked up the phone. I said, operator, give me the police. It's an emergency. Tell them to be on the lookout for some poor man running down the street with a shoe stuck to the back of his neck. Oh, God.